We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
Their offerings were insulting to God. God said, "You have chosen your own way. You have rejected me. You have rejected what is good and what is right, and you've decided to follow your own pathway."
It's always such a wonderful blessing to be able to study the Word of God. Pastor Burns, I heard that you're going to begin a brand new message this morning. We're so excited. I know for me personally, God always has something for me both to learn and to help me to grow, and that's why it's so important that we study and read His Word. Pastor Burns, you have our full attention. Let's learn this morning's timeless truth.
Isaiah chapter 66. We have preached through, studied through, prayed through the entire book of Isaiah. We're at the 66th chapter, and we are going to look at really just a message here to look at the overview of Judah and their heart. And we'll look at, we're going to kind of have a couple of messages from this wonderful chapter as we conclude this wonderful series. Isaiah chapter 66, and notice what the Bible says in verse number 1. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things have mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth oblation as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations." Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for your word, and we thank you for the opportunity that we have to look at it, to preach it, to learn from it. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us, each of us, to have an attitude of an honest heart towards your word. Lord, we believe that your word is our authority, and we believe it to be truth and true for our life. And so I pray, Lord, you would help us to tremble at your word, to respect it. And I pray you would help us to follow it. I pray that your word would be glorified in our lives. I pray you would bind Satan and his demons. We know that the devil is real, and he wants to keep your word from falling on good ground, from growing in our hearts. And so I pray the devil's work would be stopped. I pray your work would abound, and may you be glorified. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. God, who is great and mighty, is what we find in the very first verse of chapter 66. We've been looking at Judah and their rebellion against God. And as we've studied through the book of Isaiah, one thing is sure, that Isaiah writes here that Judah had opportunity, Judah had truth, Judah knew the way, but they had made a choice to go their own way, to follow their own pathway. And God here in chapter 66, as he concludes this wonderful book, he's speaking out to Judah once again and giving them opportunity once again to get their hearts right with him. And he begins in verse 1, he says, listen, God who is great and mighty, the God who made everything, the God who spread the heavens and formed the earth, the God who made us and deserves glory and deserves praise. Here he says, God is not pleased with your life. God is not pleased with your mere actions. God desires a true heart. God desires an honest heart. And within their religious acts, their rebellion was shining through. Within their words, within their actions, all of it did not bring glory to the God who deserved glory. Their sacrifices was deplorable. Their offerings were insulting to God. God said, you have chosen your own way. You have rejected me. You have rejected what is good and what is right, and you've decided to follow your own pathway. And within this passage of scripture, we notice the plea of God is for this people to have an honest and true heart. I want us to turn, if we could, to the New Testament and find the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1. Would you turn there with me? 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. If you don't have a Bible, you should find one in front of you. And we want you to know that this is not the opinion or creed of our church, but this is what God says in his word. And this is truth for our life. 1 Timothy chapter 1. And notice what the Bible says in verse number 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God, our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Unto Timothy, this is who the letter is written to. Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abode still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions, but rather godly edifying, which is in faith so do. Now the end of the commandment is charity or love, out of a pure heart, of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. God wants our Christian life to be lived from a pure and an honest heart. And oftentimes we think that if we're honest with ourselves or if we're honest with God, that it's going to end in disaster or it's going to end in chaos. But God teaches us that this is where the rewards of faith are found. I recently read a story of a young man who had worked for years on the railroad, and he wanted a job as a signalman for that exact railroad. And so for his interview, he was told to meet the inspector at the signal box. And the inspector asked him, what would you do if you realized that two trains are heading toward each other on the same track? And that young man said, well, that's easy. I would switch the points of one of the trains. And the inspector then asked, well, what if the lever is broken? And the young man said, well, then I'd jump down out of the signal box and I'd use the manual lever over there. And next the inspector said, well, what if that lever had been struck by lightning? And the young man said, well, then I would run to the signal box and I would phone the next signal box and let them know what was happening. And the inspector continued on. He says, well, what if the phone was busy? And the young man said, well, then in that case, I would rush down out of the signal box and I would use the public emergency phone, and there I would contact the next signal box. Then the inspector said, well, what would you do if that public emergency phone was vandalized? And the young man says, oh, well, he says, then I would run into town and I would get a hold of my uncle. And the answer puzzled the inspector. He says, well, why in the world would you call your uncle? The young man answered, he said, well, it's simple. because he's never seen a train crash before. I mean, that's the end of it right there. And oftentimes in our life, we think that honesty with God or honesty with ourselves produces this type of wreck.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
And that our life would never be the same. And yet God says that if we are honest about our spiritual condition, it doesn't cause chaos. It doesn't cause a train wreck. In fact, it builds bridges. It improves our lives. It corrects us. It connects us. And it helps us to get onto the pathway that God has set out for us. The psalmist said in Psalm 51, verse 1, this is David's prayer of repentance to God. He had spent a year of his life in sin, and he comes to the end of that railway. He comes to the end of that track, and he's honest with himself, and he's honest with the God of heaven. And he writes in Psalm 51, verse 1, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned," all sin is against God, "and done evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom." The man, the heart of man, is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And David understood that. David understood, and in fact, David proved that very verse to be true in his own life. And when the hour of fierce assault came, when the fire of temptation burns and blaze in his soul, the reality is all other considerations tend to be thrust aside. In that very moment of temptation, in that very moment to follow our own pathway, we don't think about the consequences. We don't think about down the road where it could lead us. We are blinded by that sin. And when David had Bathsheba in his arms, nothing else mattered in that one fateful hour. He who had written a dozen psalms was blinded by his own sin. And in that very moment, David was living a lie. He was living a lie, not only to others, but he was living a lie to himself. He followed his own pathway, and David recognized that God desired truth in the inward parts. He wants us to be honest with ourselves and with him. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's a promise in the Bible. James chapter 3, verse 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not. And James says, and lie not against the truth. Be honest. And honesty is important. Honesty is important in every area of our life. In Acts chapter 3, verse 3, as the church was being formed and founded, the Bible says to look out seven men of honest report. The Bible teaches us that among the world, we as Christians ought to have our conversation, that's our life, honest among the Gentiles. The reality is that we are to live honest lives. A rancher asked a veterinarian for some free advice. He said, I have a horse and he walks normally sometimes and he limps sometimes. What should I do? And the veterinarian said, well, the next time he walks normally, sell him. That's not honest. A little boy was sent by his mother to buy a 65 cent loaf of bread. Obviously, this illustration was written a long time ago. 65 cents for a loaf of bread. I don't think you'll find that today. And while the baker was putting the bread into the bag, the boy noticed that the loaf looked rather small. And he said to the baker, he said, isn't that a small loaf of bread for 65 cents? And the baker said, well, you'll have less to carry. And the boy put 50 cents on that counter and the baker looked at that and said, hey, aren't you short 15 cents? And the boy says, well, now you'll have less to count. Honesty. Judah wasn't honest before God. And they weren't honest with themselves. They had deceived themselves. They tried in their life to mock God. And we find in the book of Isaiah that God is reminding them that God is not mocked. And that what you sow, you're going to reap. And it's so important to live our life with a true, honest heart. What does it mean for us to have a true, honest heart? Where does it bring us if we are honest with ourselves and with God? Well, first of all, I want to say this, that if we are honest with God and ourselves, then it brings agreement with God. Agreement with God. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 26. Would you turn there? Matthew chapter 26. And notice what the Bible says in verse 14. Matthew chapter 26 and verse number 14. The Bible says this, Matthew the 26th chapter, verse 14. Then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenant with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him. Now, we're talking about Judas Iscariot, and Judas pretended to be a disciple. He wasn't honest with God, nor was he honest with himself. And the Bible says the entire time that Judas spent with Jesus, the Son of God, the creator of this world, he sought for opportunity to betray him. He sought for the chance in his life to stab the Son of God in the back. But listen to me, Jesus knew the real Judas. And it really comes down to understanding that we can lie to ourselves and we can pretend that we're different and we can pretend that we're someone else, but God knows who we are. Matthew 26, verse 25, then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said unto him, thou hast said. In other words, Jesus said, yes, it is, Judas. I agree with you. I hope that we're not fake this morning.
And that's not the message I want to send out this morning. But the reality is that if we spend less time in our life looking at other people's lives and calling other people liars and calling other people cheaters and other people bad Christians, if we would spend more time asking God, is it I, then I just believe that we would be better off in our Christian life. If we would just be honest with God and have the prayer of the psalmist, search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting, then as we agree with God, he will help us and direct us. You know, Psalm 139 is truly a prayer of agreeing with God. And God already knows our sinful heart, and God already knows our sin. And as we confess our sin, by the way, the word confess in the Bible means to agree with God or to name as God names. And so as we agree with God with our sin, the sin that he already knows that's in our heart, then God helps us to overcome that. Several years ago, I was in my office, and I was looking down at the pond at the back of our property, and there was this massive tree there, and it's still there. And I remember looking out at that tree thinking, wow, that is just a beautiful, gorgeous tree. That is just a symbol of strength and power, and what a wonderful tree that is. And I remember just, you know, going on and on thinking about how wonderful this tree was and how strong it looked. And then one day I was working down at the back property, and I came close to that tree, and I noticed that that tree was completely hollow. It was not a symbol of strength. It actually was a symbol of weakness. And from afar, we can look like strong Christians. From afar, Judah looked like they had everything in order. They were doing everything they should do. And yet God calls them out and says, listen, you are not of a honest heart. You are not of a right heart, of a good heart. And you are following your own pathway and doing your own thing. Here's a Bible quiz for you. If you're a Bible student, I want you to think in your mind of your favorite Bible character. I hope you have one. And I want you to think in your mind of your favorite Bible character, and I want you to find the moment in their life when they were honest with God. Think about Isaiah for a moment. We've just studied through the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, and in the year King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. And with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Isaiah speaking, woe is me, for I am undone. When he came face to face with the God of heaven, I mean, he realized how far away he was. I am undone. I don't deserve to be in the presence of God. I think of Peter for a moment. Peter is sitting on a ship, and he saw the incredible work of God, and he said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Honest with God. Listen, friend, if you're not a Christian today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, then what is keeping you from putting your faith in Christ and Christ alone? What is keeping you from trusting in Christ to save your soul and to give you eternal life? I'll tell you the answer: honesty with God. agreeing with God. I am a sinner. I am undone. I cannot save myself. Christ, you are the only way to heaven. You are the only way that I can be redeemed and to accept God's pathway. As we are honest with God, we see that we agree with God. But secondly, let's think about this. It also clears our spiritual vision. It clears our spiritual vision. Honesty with God helps us to see spiritually better. I want you to turn with me to the book of Luke. Would you turn there? Luke chapter 37. We talk about Judah and their condition, and they could not see spiritually correctly. I mean, they were following their own pathway, and they were calling that pathway good and right and wholesome.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.